My name's Lee Jones. I'm a general manager for Gardenier Florida Citrus, and we've got groves scattered across the state.
You agreed there are kind of two really key things to maintaining production in the face of HLB. What are the most important things in the face of HLB?
I honestly believe the silica control is the most important thing in the face of HLB. We've got groves scattered across the state, and I've ridden, a lot of different groves across the state, and it seems that there's one key factor that's common in all those groves across the state, and that is silica control. If the grower has a strong silica control program, his grove looks good. And if he's a member of the CHIMA, if he's a member of a CHIMA that is a strong CHIMA, then he's at the cream of the crop. His grove is going to look the best of the best. And so I'd say that silica control. And I'd say if you're a small grower, and if you're thinking about becoming a member of a CHIMA, please do so, because if you're a small grower, that's the most important thing you can do, is control your silids. Nutritionally, there's a lot of things that vary across the state, a lot of different programs out there, and I think that nutritionally you really need to pay attention to your tree, take your tissue samples and know what levels, your tree is at and where you need to be, so nutritionally I think is number two to the silica control.
I think you mentioned slow feeding. You're an advocate of pretty frequent fertilization, correct?
Yeah, we spoon feed. I think it's very important because your tree, an HLB tree, is going to have numerous flushes throughout the year, and you want to keep your stress level down as much as possible in that tree. So slow feeding is a way to do that. For example, we'll put out 3 gallons per acre per week of a liquid fertilizer from about middle of January through June, and then we're doing more. We're splitting our dry applications up even more than we had been in the past. So it's important to slow feed through the entire year.
Some growers are not planting in the face of HLB. You are continuing to plant both solid sets and resets, I believe. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we've just started back planting again about a year and a half ago now, but we're keying on to begin with those resets, because the resets inside the block seem to be more camouflaged, and there's a lower incidence of greening disease in those resets inside the block versus a solid set. Now we do have one exception. We did a solid set block in our Indiantown grove, and it seems to have a much lower incidence of greening disease in that 5 and 6 year old age, and it which is kind of uncommon, because there's a lot of groves across the state that have got a real high incidence of greening by year five. And I was looking at our program to see why is that, and one of the things that we've done there is we've got the eucalyptus hedge all the way around those blocks. And I don't know this, but my gut is it seems like psyllids are lazy flyers. They don't fly higher or further than they have to for that food source. So we're taking what we've learned there, and we've got another solid set block at Lake Wells that we just planted, and I'm putting a eucalyptus hedge around that block, and then I'm putting a trap crop at the base of that hedge. I'm putting just a straight sour orange rootstock around the edge, right at the base of those eucalyptus, and I'm going to keep that trap crop kind of lopsided with nutrients to keep it flushing, and then keep it nuked with the neonics, and then every 3 or 4 years we can just come in there and pluck those out and put another one in the hole, and hopefully that'll be a trap crop. But we're learning.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.